America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
And I welcome you to the Wednesday edition of A Call for Revival. Father, will you bless our time together? Bless every pastor, preacher, and missionary that will stand tonight. Use them for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. We're talking about opportunity. And we took our text from Galatians chapter 6, verse number 10, where it said, "If as you had opportunity, you know, do good to them." Well, I just, if I get back over here, I'll read the verse to you. But opportunity, we said, only comes sometimes once in a lifetime. But Galatians 6:10 says, "As we have therefore opportunity to do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith." Now, we're taking the word opportunity, we're giving an acrostic with it, and we use the letter O. We said an outreach to the lost. And I left yesterday, and I got carried away and forgot what time it was, but we left you saying we have an opportunity to reach the lost. And I was saying to you that if you're listening on our stations, we have a great opportunity for preachers to get on here and use this radio time for the Word of God. You say, "Well, preacher, I'm not a radio preacher." Well, you could tape your service in your church, and we could air that on the radio, make your radio program. And you ought to think about that. You ought to pray about it, because that opportunity for this area is here. I know where there's some people, and that they might travel. They go outside the Bible Belt, get in other states, and they say, "Preacher, we don't have radio here like you do there." And you don't. It's a great. This radio station is a great opportunity that you're listening to. You just don't have this everywhere. And God has placed it. God's kept His hand upon it. But in Mark chapter 16, and I was talking yesterday about how we live in such a great day to get something done for God. Yeah, I know we live in a bad day, but let's forget that for a minute and say that if the Apostle Paul had the tools that we have today, what do you think he would have done for Christ? If he'd had the printing presses and the ability to write books like he has today, what do you think he would have done for Christ? Mark 16:15 says this, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." In John chapter number 9, verse number 41, John 9:4, "I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work." One of these days, that opportunity is going to be closed. One of these days, the opportunity of witnessing is going to be closed. The rapture of the church is going to come, or you're going to get old and die, or something's going to happen, and you're not going to be able to witness. But that opportunity is here right now. Pastor, that opportunity lays before you to reach the lost. Amen? And we don't believe the doctrine of Calvinism. We believe that is of the devil. And we believe that the Bible says, "For whosoever will," right? Amen. That's what we believe. And we're going to stick to that. Amen? And when you believe that, you'll be interested in getting people saved. And somebody asked me one day, "Well, why in the world do so many people believe in Calvinism?" I'll tell you why. They don't have to soul win. They don't have to witness. Amen? If you believe who will be, whatever you believe. But let me tell you something. Amen. I believe for whosoever will. Amen. And the Bible teaches that. Ain't what I believe. But the Bible teaches that. And so we are to witness to all men. Now, my job's not to win all men. My job's to witness to all men. Amen. That I have within my power to witness to. I preach to, market-wise, I preach to millions of people every day. Thousands of people anyway probably listen. And I have an obligation. I have an obligation to study. I have an obligation to feed these people. I have an obligation to preach. I have an obligation to preach the gospel. And I must not forget that there are people under the sound of my voice that will die and go to hell. But I must be faithful in preaching the gospel to them.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek thy face, God, please bless America.